Hello everybody, I just thought I would mention this, as it's something I've never seen before. Basically, it's a Samsung app that I was playing with, which is the equivalent to WhatsApp, if you know what that is. It has certain advantages, not for the likes of ourselves, but one of the things that it allows you to do, for example, is you can sort of scribble with a stylus and stuff and send little pictures that way and whatever else. So that's pretty cool if you're into that kind of thing. But the reason I'm telling you about it is because, as with WhatsApp, it verifies your number and sends a code to you via text. But it also had an option to send it via voice, which is something I've never seen before. So to cut a long story short, because the text option didn't work, but I clicked on the voice anyway just to see what would happen. And the next thing, it rings me. And it gives me this 4-digit code. So, I think that's pretty cool, to be quite honest with you. I could see that that may be of benefit to some people. And definitely in certain situations, wouldn't it be nice if they could do something similar for captures or whatever, even if it meant you giving the phone number. And yeah, you can jump up and down about data and phone numbers and whatever, but let's face it, they're all over the place anyway. So yeah, I just thought that was interesting. A little bit of thinking outside the box, and I guess I'd have to commend Samsung for it. Anyway, hope you're having a great Friday. Absolutely tremendous. And may you all have a good weekend. I'm off to Birmingham tomorrow to front Android, at least the screen reader side of Android, so kind of looking forward to that. That's with the RNIB. If any of you happen to be up that direction, yeah, maybe see you.